That's Luke chapter 2, verse 8 through 14. And again, we read this during responsive reading. And it reads, in the same region, shepherds were staying out in the fields. And this, I'm reading out of the Christian Standard Version. So if you're reading the King James Version, we had read that earlier. So I'm reading out of the CSB Version. It says, the shepherds were staying in the fields, keeping watch over their flock. And the angel of the Lord stood before them, and glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terrified. That Shekinah glory, that glory that only Christ. You know it's Christ when you see that glow around them. It says, but the angel said to them, don't be afraid. For look, I proclaim to you good news. And he says, good news of the great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the city of David, a Savior is born, who is Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you, and you will find a baby wrapped tightly in cloth and lying in a manger. Suddenly, there was a multitude of angels, a multitude of the heavenly hosts, with the angels praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, and goodwill toward men. Think about Christmas today. Christmas today is all about me. What am I going to be getting for Christmas? What about me? Now, y'all know, how many of y'all went Black Friday shopping? Y'all got more stuff for yourself than you did for the kids? Yeah, y'all know we take advantage of those benefits. We pray at the altar of the mighty Santa Claus. We take our kids and everybody go see Santa Claus. We take the one day that we call Thanksgiving and we cut it short. So we can do what? Go shop. Go shop. Buy gifts that we don't need for kids who won't even appreciate it. Think about how many toys have you bought, and after 2 weeks, they stop playing with them. They don't even appreciate it. They got to the point now, they get gifts, and they don't even say thank you. And same thing for us. We have an attitude, somebody giving us the gift, and we're going to look, they could have gave me something better than this. It was a gift. You should be grateful. But we always have something to say. We've made it about the stuff. But I want you to reflect on something. Pastor talked about it earlier. See, Rembrandt has a picture. It has this beautiful picture of the nativity scene. And on this picture, Rembrandt, if you guys don't know, is a great artist. And it has all the angels up, and it has the shepherds down below and the sheep out there. And you have the eastern star that's shining bright. And in that painting, you can look down on the painting, and there's a light. And there's a light over, you got Mary and Joseph, then you got Jesus Christ. See, what I want you guys to take a word from this, and the word is focus. Everybody say focus. Focus. See, focus, and I'm going to tell you guys something. Most of you guys do it on your camera, but I know Brother Mike can help me out. You start to, sometimes you take a picture, and you have to start doing what, cropping things out? You ever been taking a picture, and you start cropping things out? See, I want you, if we crop out the angels, and we crop out the shepherds, and we crop out the sheep, and we crop out Mary and Joseph, you see, I want you to crop those things out. I want you to understand that the light is shining on who? Jesus. The light is shining on Jesus. Jesus should be the center of our celebration every day. Jesus is the reason for this season. We're celebrating Jesus Christ. As Christians, we need to learn how to crop stuff out of our life. Because there's too much noise going on in our life. So start cropping it out and start focusing on Jesus. See, if you don't watch out, when you take that picture, it's going to be blurry. And us as Christians, we've got Christmas messed up. We made it blurry. So the rest of the world is looking at us. We've got to get it back in what? In focus. And the focus should be the light on Jesus Christ. So I ask you, I want you to go back out to the boldness of the picture of everybody in that Rembrandt picture, everybody at that moment. See, if you look at the picture, it looks like it's a worship service because everybody else is on the ground. The angels are singing. It's a worship service. And what do you do during that worship service? See, the centerpiece is Jesus Christ. When you come to worship, you should come not with everything, not with the other noise cropping out. Focus on who? Jesus. You focus on Jesus Christ. See, and I want you to notice something about this picture. See, everybody gave something during this worship time. Everybody gave something. See, Mary gave her body. Joseph gave his reputation. God gave his son. Jesus gave his life. The angels gave their praise. My question is, what are you going to give on this Christmas day during this season? What are you going to give? Everybody is giving. What are you going to give? Why do I ask this question? And Isaiah points it out. He tells us, Isaiah's in the Old Testament. He tells us that somebody's coming that's precious, that's royal, that's coming just for you. And when royalty comes, now you know better. If visitors was coming to your house, your mama would make you do what? Let's clean up this house. It's a mess. You're wiping down everything. Then let it be somebody important that's coming. You, mama, I don't wash it. Wash it again. See, and that's what we got to do to our lives. We got to realize is Jesus is the reason that he's royalty. We got to wash down the sin out of our life. Wash some of the stuff up. Hide the dirt in the closet. And a lot of y'all got a lot of dirt that you need to hide. Y'all got a lot of cleaning. Thank God, you don't need 409 no more. You got Jesus Christ. It's called forgiveness. Yeah. When you go wipe it down, say, I got some sin. Lord, forgive me. I'm going to wipe it down. Then when you wipe it down, you ever, I made a mistake. My mama mopped the floor. She took a long time to mop that floor. And we got up in the middle of the night, and guess what somebody did? They walked on that floor. Woo! And they left a footprint. Oh, my goodness. Who walked on my floor? And that's the way we need to be with sin. When you wipe it down, you're supposed to turn away from it. You're not supposed to take your dirty feet, mop it, then walk right back over it. That's not how it works. You're mopping, and you're supposed to leave it what? Clean. We've got to learn that when we've got somebody precious living with us. We got the Holy Spirit dwelling in us. We're taking our Holy Spirit with us. We're taking him everywhere we go. So if you're going to the crack house, you're taking God with you. Yeah. If you're lying, you're lying with Jesus Christ with you. If you call yourself a child of God. So we've got to realize, we got to bring the focus back and give it to Jesus Christ and realize he's royalty. And see, there's two things, there's two great gifts I want you to give. Even if you don't have any money, two things that you can give. The first one is praise. The second one is worship. Praise and worship. Praise is the gift. Praise is a gift for us and others about Jesus Christ. That's us sharing about Jesus Christ. Praise, in the Hebrew word for praise is holly. That's where we get the word hallelujah. See, it's the boast, to be clear, to shine, to show reverence, to celebrate God as Jesus. To celebrate, to give joy. So when we sing hallelujah, we're giving God the praise for who he is. Who is he? Isaiah said he's a wonderful counselor. He's a mighty God. He's an everlasting father. He's a prince of peace. Who do you say he is? When we're giving God praise, we're talking about all that God is. Not what he done for you, that's thankfulness. But all that he is. He's omnipresent. God is a mighty counselor. God is everything that you need. They sung the song today, God is enough. If you had nothing else, God is enough. And so we praise You give them the praise this Christmas. If you don't have nothing, you can say hallelujah. If you don't have nothing, you can say amen. If you don't have nothing, you can give them thanks. If you don't have nothing, you can give God the glory. That's the gift that he's looking for. He got all the watches in the world. If you think you're going to give God a great gift, the song says you can't beat God given, no matter how much you try. We can't be God's given. God already gave what he had. And the next one, worship. Worship is a gift for us and others to Christ. The Greek word is shaka. Shaka is homage to royalty, our God, to bow down, to crouch down, to humble yourself. See, and to do reverence. And to make stoop. And see, and we talked about this, and Pastor had us go through this for our Second Chronicles. It talks about if my people that are called by my name do what? Do what? We humble ourselves when we come into the house of the Lord. Why? Because he's royalty. He's a mighty counselor. He's a prince of peace. We humble ourselves when we come and we give God the glory. We humble ourselves when we come in to worship. That's why it's called the worship center. Yes. You are the church. This is the worship center. Where do we come? We come to worship and to praise God. See, praising, why praise? Why is that such an important gift? See, praising gets the focus off of you and put the focus back on who? It puts the focus back on God, back on Christ Jesus. So there's a new camera out. Y'all seen that new camera where everybody's talking about get in the picture, get in, because you got the selfie stick and only get so much. But then you got that wide angle and it brings it out and gets everybody in. That's what Jesus Christ wants us to do. Stop just having the selfie stick on you. We've got enough pictures of you. We want the other pictures of everybody else that's with you. Sometimes it's not all about us. It's about the things that are around us. So praising God, in Psalms 150 says, praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. How great thou art. That's why we praise Jesus. In Psalms 35 it says, my tongue shall speak of his righteousness in your praise all the day long. Just think about if we gave God the praise. We just read Psalm 95 that says, let us come into the presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him and sing praise. For the Lord is a great God, a great King above all gods. He's worthy to be praised. If anybody else in this world was worthy to be praised, Jesus Christ is worthy to be praised. Why do we praise? Because God, he dwells in the praises of his people. Psalms 22 verse 3 says, he inhabits the praise of his people. When we're praising God and giving God the glory, he's there. And think about this. 1 Peter 2:9 says, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a particular people, that you should show forth the praises of him who that have called you out of darkness into the marvelous light. Jesus pulled you up from where you were. You were lost in dying sin. God sent his only son to pull you from the grips of Satan. Somebody sung the song last time I was here, I almost let go. There was a blessing on the way, I almost let go. But God reached out and he grabbed me. He grabbed me, he held on so I wouldn't let go. See, sometimes we got to realize we thank him all day. Lord, I'm thank God I'm not where I used to be. I may not be where I want to be, but I'm not where I used to be. I used to be a liar. I used to be a thief. I used to cuss like a sailor. I used to drink. I used to smoke. But he pulled me out of darkness into the marvelous light. Some of y'all are screaming and scratching, trying to make it back to the darkness. Lord, I know you forgave me, but I got to go back. I got to go back. Think about it. We beg God, Lord, let me. Matter of fact, we're so bad, and so we ask God to forgive us before we commit the sin. That's how we become. But we've got to learn that He brought us out of darkness into a marvelous light. See, praising. And when we talk about Luke in chapter 2, it said the angels. And Pastor said this earlier in verse 13. It said the angel. There was a multitude of heavenly hosts with angels doing what? Praising God and saying glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth, and goodwill toward men. We praise God with all we. If the angels can come down from heaven and praise God, all that He's done for us, we should be praising God all day long.
Yes.
Just imagine if we started our praise when we woke up in the morning. You wouldn't have cussed nobody out this morning if you started with the praise this morning. See, imagine if we had the praise on our tongues and when we drove in the parking lot, we wouldn't have been talking about nobody because we had praise on our mind. Think about if you got praise on your mind, you wouldn't be wondering right now what you got to cook later on, because you're taking time out to praise God. We need to learn that we only take out a specific point in time. We got 168 hours out of the day. We take four of them, we give them to Christ, and we cry about, Lord, we're there too long. We got to realize that God is worthy to be praised. See, worship. We give worship. Do you realize that giving is a part of worship? You know how I know giving is a part of worship? Because God gave His only begotten Son. So I know giving is a part of worship. That's what we do. We worship God. How do we worship God? We worship God. Just give somebody some love today. Love on somebody. That song said, give love on Christmas Day. I know it's not Christmas, but give love today. Try it out. And see if it's reciprocated. Even if it's not, give somebody some more love. Understand, give Him some one-on-one time. Oh, give Jesus some one-on-one time. When's the last time you spent some one-on-one time with Jesus Christ? Give Him some of your time before He takes it away. Give Him some of your one-on-one time. By the way, it's His birthday anyways. Give Him some time. It's His birthday. They say we worship Him by spreading the gospel to our families. We got our own families to spread the gospel to. So when you give and love this Christmas, give the word of Jesus Christ. Help them remember. It's not Xmas. It's called Christmas. We need to help the world realize that. And give financially. We got the Lighting Moon Christmas offering. We have a goal of $1,500. The kids are giving. We need to give. Why do I say give financially? Because we know that, as Pastor Davis always says, it's the most sensitive nerve. It's from the wallet to what? To the brain. It's a sensitive nerve. So just touch that sensitive nerve. It may hurt a little bit, but give. Give, and give sacrificially. We got to learn to give. And when we go to worship, one thing we got to realize is we got to worship Him in what? In spirit. And in truth, He doesn't accept any kind of worship. Sometimes you can think you're giving a good worship, but I want you to realize the story of Cain and Abel. He prefers some worship over others, but He makes sure that you give Him praise, that's worship, that's in spirit and in truth. So in conclusion, I want praise should be continuously in your mouth. It shouldn't just be on Sunday morning. They should see you at work and say, what are they doing? I'm just praising God. Forgive me. I'm just giving God the glory. I'm just giving God praise. See, give God the praise every day. They should be looking in your car. What's going on? Instead of jamming to the sound that's going on right now, you should be jamming to Jesus Christ. Ain't no music coming on. But you know what? I'm giving God the glory. I'm singing hallelujah all day long. Why? Because my God is a good God. My God sits high and looks low. See, my God has brought me out of darkness into the marvelous light. See, my God is worthy to be praised. See, I praise him. You should praise him everywhere you go, about everything. Give God the praise. Lord, I know it's snow, but thank God for the snow. Thank you, Lord, for the snow so we can have a white Christmas. Thank you, Lord, for the sunshine. Thank you, Lord. I know that accident happened up there, but thank you, Lord, that I wasn't in the accident. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to praise you, Lord, all that I have. And remember when we sing songs this season, singing, the angels sang, we have the song, Hark the Herald, angels sing. The angels are singing. We sing Joy to the World. We just sing it today. We're just not singing a song that was written on a sheet of paper. We're giving God praise. When you sing carols, you're giving God praise. It says, go tell it on the mountain. Over the hills and everywhere, you're giving God praise. Silent night, a holy night. We're giving God his praise. We're just not singing songs. It's a season that we give God his what? His praise. Away in a manger. Look, guys, we got to sing these songs because if you don't sing these songs, Santa Claus is coming to town. We're gonna be in church singing Santa Claus is coming to town. If we don't sing the songs of our faith, the world is gonna give praise to whoever they give praise to. It's a shame. Some of us as Christians, we've been singing Silent Night, Holy Night all our lives. We know this Christmas more than we know Silent Night, Holy Night. And some of y'all only remember Silent Night, Holy Night because of Temptations. Silent Night, Holy Night. That's the only way you're going to remember. But thank God for the Temptations. We've got to sing the songs of our faith. And we got to sing them loud, that just like they allow the Muslims to ring the bell at 12 o'clock in Dearborn, all over the United States, we should be ringing the song, praising our God. This is our season. It's Jesus Christ that's coming to town. Jesus is here. We've got to give God the glory and give God the praise. If you can't give him nothing else this Christmas, give God the praise. The song says praise is what we do. When you go this morning, give God the praise. Give God what he deserves. If you can give him nothing else, give him all that you got. Yeah. Sing a song. I don't care if you can't keep a note. I know I can't keep a note because everybody let me know. But I'm going to sing praises to my God anyways. Because I'm giving God the glory that belongs to him. Why? Because he's the reason for the season. See, every time I really do look back over my life. And when I think things over, I can say I'm truly blessed. How many of you are blessed today? How many of you are blessed today? How many of you say, God, give God the glory, give God the praise, because he's worthy to be praised. And this Christmas season, focus on Jesus Christ, because he's a wonderful counselor. He's an amazing grace. He's a lily of the valley. He's the Prince of Peace. He's a mighty, mighty, mighty God. Give my God his glory and give my God his praise.
I gave you a sign. You remember those where you said it was a sign? Preach the gospel today. Remember last Sunday? We talked about Jesus said, John said it is. Jesus came to his own. His own received him. But his enemies received him. Guess what he gave him the fruit to all the sons of God. This season, multitudes of people, multitudes of them, is struggling. Some of them did suicide. But my brother, my son was, anybody that you know have never received the gift of Christ, share that with them. Share the gift. That's what John 3:16 comes in. Some of you have to remember that. What does John 3:16 say? What it's all about. You see. God has given us That would have killed him. Enjoy the holiday and enjoy the season. But listen, don't forget it. Daniel the light that God has put in your heart. Yes. There's an extra time that they shine. Let it shine.
Let it shine.
God is the one. Gave it to me, and I'm gonna do what? I'm not gonna make it, I'm gonna do what. Oh, what I'm saying, let your little light shine. That person that God will give to church space, bring it to the family. It's good to just you to turn back up. Turn like this. You see. Take time out. Hey, Bill, let's now enjoy it. And who takes it, darling? Don't be spending money here for something else.
Yes.
It might be. Yes. Then you need. Then you're not begging. It's so sad what goes on in the name of Jesus. A lot of bad things going on in the people. Some folks didn't measure it. They got the best space. They got it on for the next week, for the next week. You got one for Christmas. You go on, you got all kinds of tickets and what's up. So there's only people who say, if the Lord bless you, get one day. This is a strange thing. I'm talking about God people now. The world can do what they want to do. But we're going to let our light shine this day. And a lot of folks, they see that. They see that stuff happening. So don't be afraid. Let people know. We stand for what? Righteousness.
Yes.
If somebody is willing to give you a gift for something, praise God for it. Now, let me tell you something. What am I going to do with this season? Let me tell you something. In a few months, we're going to be in a business meeting session.